Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 8th of February, 2021. Got all the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. Firefox users on Windows 10, Mozilla's got a very important update for you. Now, actually, this harks back to a few weeks ago. It's a major old bug in Windows 10 that actually could leave NTFS drives from being formatted simply by opening a folder. And it was actually triggered in an Explorer or pretty much any web browser, but it seems Mozilla's Firefox was highly affected. So now Mozilla has released that update for Firefox, which will prevent it from activating that bug. So if you don't want a lot of headaches, you need to be running the latest Firefox version 85.0.1. That will prevent the access to NTFS special paths that could lead to file system corruption. It also fixes a crash when authenticating websites using the SPNEGO on macOS devices as well. So all in all, it's just a necessary update for everybody. Staying with a little bit of Windows / Microsoft news, Microsoft has got a big update for the Authenticator app. You know, the thing that automatically fills in logins with usernames and passwords? Well, now Microsoft has launched an autofill feature that works across all devices and platforms. That's right, if you're on iOS or even Android, we'll also work there. Everything's just kind of all in this nice little garden now. Now, of course, all the credentials that you've stored in your Edge browser, you will then need to go to the Authenticator's password tab and log in first. So you'll be able to have access to all your credentials there. After the Authenticator's done syncing, it will then autofill your password when you open up an app or visit a website. Of course, there is the big question, is it safe? Well, according to Microsoft, it's even safe to use the app as a password manager, since the Authenticator requires multi-factor authentication. And finally, it was a bit of a slow news weekend. I guess everybody in Techland was 3D printing their new houses or something. Oh yeah, you heard that correctly. 3D printing a house. It's a thing now. In fact, if you really want to buy one, there's one for sale. Yes, the first 3D printed house in the United States has gone up for sale. In fact, you can find the listing on Zillow if you're really interested. It was actually designed at the operations over there at SQ4D Incorporated, where they actually use automated building methods to do some 3D printing to build structures and houses. In fact, one of the first main goals was to 3D print a house. So how does this work? Well, you have to bring the autonomous robotic construction system to this build site. Then it starts layering concrete layer by layer by layer. That creates the footing of the foundation of the house and the interior and exterior walls of the structure. And according to the company, laying the foundation and the walls and stuff takes about 6 to 8 hours. Wow! At least for this particular house, which is a little over 1,400 square feet. Plus a 2.5-car detachable garage. Yeah, okay, I'll stop right now. I'm starting to sound like a real estate agent, aren't I? I know you're all wondering how much is this going to cost. Well, it's currently on sale on Zillow right now for a little under $300,000. Have you got a story no one else is listening to? You send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yes, is still there, britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to the news show, of course. We got the Mac show over there for you, too, of course. The photo show, and of course, the big show. So as you can see, when it comes to tech, the BTN network, yep, we've got you covered. You can also give us a like over there on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network, or follow us, of course, on Twitter at British Tech, and hang out with us in our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun, so do it today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.